Composites Lounge, der Podcast mit Praxiswissen für Unternehmer, Geschäftsführer und Führungskräfte aus dem Bereich der Faserverbund-Werkstoffproduktion und Anwendung. Wir präsentieren dir regelmäßig Innovationen und anwendungsspezifisches Know-how, das deine Leichtbau- und Festigkeitsanforderungen löst. Präsentiert von deinem Host Ilkay Özgesoğlu aus Bayreuth. Wonderful, good evening now, meanwhile, at Jack World, dear LinkedIn community and composites experts. I'm now continuing our Composites 360 on tour coverage here on Jack World. Of course, as you know, I'm inclined towards the German-speaking countries, although we are here international and speaking in English. And now we are here in Zurich, we are in Switzerland at Jack World with Antifil Composites. And together with me is Christoph Schneeberger. Thank you for being part of our tour.
Thank you very much for joining us.
So we will have in a few moments here hot chocolate, Swiss chocolate,
yeah? Swiss chocolate from Zurich, yeah.
Can't wait for the smell and the taste of the Swiss chocolate here. But of course we are not here for the Swiss chocolate, but for learning new innovation and new types of product. Now I've discussed with Christoph several times the fiber situation. And fibers sometimes have the problem they have to, of course, get into a matrix and bond nicely with the resins. And in an ideal world, this functions very easily, but there are challenges with that, particularly with thermoplastics. And my mission is, of course, to make composites safe, high quality, no hassle, hassle-free, and therefore I want to speak with the best experts that can provide these technologies, and Antifil is providing such an option in the future to coat the fibers. Maybe shortly to you, yourself, Christoph, before we dive into the fiber technology, what is your role at Antifil and how did you come to that point?
My name is Christoph. I am the CEO of the company, but Antifil has only been a company for 2 years. So I'm one of four co-founders. In that team of the four co-founders, we are three people who ran the science essentially behind the technology that we're now commercializing through Antifil. And that is something that we've developed at the Technical University ETH in Zurich. Research there has started in 2014 on this topic of hybrid fibers, and that we're now commercializing through the spin-off Antifil.
So can you run us through, let's dive, now it will be very technical, through your product offering. What is it actually that your product is?
So what Antifil does is we spin glass fibers and we provide a thermoplastic coating during the spinning of the glass fibers. So we apply the matrix, the material that's really intended to hold the fibers together in the composite. We apply that directly to each and every individual glass fiber while it is being spun. So it's an inline process. And for this, we are working together with established glass fiber manufacturers and inserting our hardware as a coating applicator module into their factories. So they then produce these hybrid fibers, which also down the line actually provide a lot of advantages in terms of processability and quality of the final component.
So tell us about the advantages of hybrid fibers. What advantages can someone expect that wants to have your spun fiber?
In the end, the major aspect really is those hybrid fibers are all about process efficiency. It's a very efficient hybrid intermediate material to be produced. So if you imagine, again, what you described is bringing fibers and the matrix together somehow. Usually this is done through an impregnation process. So we need pressure. We need, in case of thermoplastics, heat or a solvent. And most crucially, we need time to put the matrix in between the fiber somehow, push it or pull it in between the fibers. And that is something that we completely circumvent. So by applying the material directly to the fiber, we don't have to go through an impregnation step. So this is actually the world's first value chain for composites with continuous fiber reinforcement, where you don't have to impregnate at all anywhere from the raw material to the final component. So that makes it very efficient in terms of the material that you're getting as a product from us, But at the same time, it can be processed very quickly. So what we mean by that is that you can achieve cycle times with thermoforming, or sometimes people are referring to this as cold pressing, cycle times of 20 seconds and less, while achieving part qualities with fiber fillings of 70 volume percent with a pore content of less than 0.5%. So very high performance numbers, even with glass and, you know, polypropylene, PA6, whatever thermoplastic you would like, we can apply that to the glass fiber.
Can you explain us, I mean, the composite industry has a very wide application range. We are talking sports, energy, the car industry, the planes. So who would be your ideal customer at the back, let's say the end user, and who is actually your immediate customer?
Yeah, so I mean, in the end, it's all of us, right? We're trying to benefit society as a whole. So that's the kind of applications that we're going for. But you see behind us as well, what we write here is that we provide high performance hybrid fibers for mass markets. And so ultimately what this means is that if we're talking about process efficiency, it's high lot numbers, it's very quick cycle times. So automatically we're in the field of mobility and transport, especially the automotive sector. Obviously as a young startup, you know, we need to make money soon. And so that's something where we're trying to also get into more applications that have shorter sales cycles, but that are also marketable in a more public environment. And sporting goods, as you mentioned, is a key aspect there. And so we have a lot of good contacts also today and yesterday already at Czech, which are driving the sporting goods market. And, you know, coming from Switzerland, alpine sports, skiing, for example, is a big, big part of that, obviously.
And also we got the Olympia here in Paris soon. So sport is, of course, an interesting topic. So now you said you are a young company. So as a young company, I can imagine if you want to go into mass markets, you need big, huge production plans. So how do you cope with that challenge as a young company?
In the end, we need to make sure that we understand what our role is in this entire industry. And as a young company, we ourselves, in terms of resources, even personal resources, we cannot provide the big picture at this moment in time. So we need to rely on a big network of strong industrial partners. And that's especially true when it comes to the glass fiber manufacturers. So we can outsource the production of these hybrid fibers, but rather than just calling it outsourcing, creating strong partnerships and working with those strong partners, because what we provide and the value that we bring along is really the expertise and the coating process. We hold a patent as well, but you know, patents are their own story. So there is certain strength in that, but we think ultimately the value that we do provide is the quality of the coating that we can produce and the expertise in how to process it then in the most efficient process for the part producer that will also in the end benefit the end customer.
Walking through your booth, Christoph, I've seen also there is a press here. What is it about that you are showing a press?
Yeah, obviously, you know, with the opportunity to represent ourselves here at Czech, we also want to make a live demonstration. And so we talked about cycle time and efficiency and how quick these fibers can, how quickly they can be processed. And so that's something we want to show live. We have a press here where we're doing a thermal process live demonstration, starting out with just a simple unidirectional arrangement of fibers that are then being preheated using infrared and then consolidated in a cold press tool. And if you're stopping by, Jack, if you're stopping by any other exhibit where we are bringing the press along, you can come and you get a sample that you can take with you home.
We're coming slowly towards the end of our interview. What else and why should people come and visit you?
Well, you mentioned it in the beginning, right? We're all about coating fibers. And you mentioned Swiss chocolate that we're bringing out. So what we're bringing out is a chocolate fountain. So you can come and coat your own fibers. You can create your own hybrid fibers with Swiss chocolate as the matrix material.
Okay. Christoph, this video may be published after the Czech World, most probably. So our viewers will see it later. Is there any chance on future events that they will enjoy your Swiss chocolate?
Of course, that's what we're all about. As a company from Zurich, we feel it to be our obligation to provide that, obviously.
Thank you so much for your time and I wish you a great show.
Thank you as well and likewise.
Der Composites Launch Podcast gefällt dir? Dann empfehle diesen bitte weiter. Du willst noch mehr Tipps zu Composites oder Sichtbarkeit in LinkedIn? Vernetze dich mit Ilkay Özgesolu auf LinkedIn und trete der exklusiven LinkedIn-Gruppe Composites Launch bei. Dort wirst du dich mit Gleichgesinnten über die neuesten Technologietrends austauschen. Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen!